Collecting Light,
an exploration of Arizona astronomy
from Arizona Public Media.
Let me point out to you Sagittarius in the night sky. This area of the sky.
This is Kitt Peak National Observatory, and Geronimo Cruz is leading tonight's public viewing program. He's in charge of more than 20 people who've signed up to look at the stars through telescopes and binoculars. And in order to keep the crowd interested, he has to be both informative and entertaining.
You really, really have to use your imagination when you're looking at most constellations, all right? They hardly ever look like what they're named after. All right, so let me point out to you what I see.
Kitt Peak has more research telescopes than any other mountain in the world, but it's also home to a longtime public viewing program. Over the years, thousands of people have looked through Kitt Peak's telescopes and listened to people like Geronimo guide them through the night sky.
Let me show you the telescope we're about to look through. This is a 20-inch or half-meter reflector telescope. The way a telescope works is light enters the aperture, or that big.
For many, this is their first experience with a large telescope, and this one is big enough to bring some of the details of distant galaxies and star clusters right down to Earth. But aim it at something closer, like the largest planet in our solar system.
Oh my God, you guys, Jupiter looks amazing. Oh, it's just great. Okay, hang on, let me make sure it's focused for you. You guys, okay. First, we can see the great red spot.
As people line up to look through the eyepiece, you can hear and feel their excitement, their sense of almost childlike wonder.
Ooh, and you can see the lines even.
And it's that wonder that fuels these kinds of public outreach programs at observatories. Timothy Beers is Kitt Peak's director.
I think that the outreach activity and the public observing that Kitt Peak has now developed a reputation for is one of the best tools that we have to remind the public that what we do is amazing.
Beers admits that it's a challenge balancing the needs of astronomers and research with the public's fascination with stargazing. But since Kitt Peak is a national observatory, part of its mission is to cultivate popular science through public observatories.
One of the advantages of astronomy is that you can see big science in action. Anybody who cares to come up to Kitt Peak can see the tools of modern astronomy. And in fact, I think in some way, people who make a visit to the mountain actually take back or take home with them a little bit of that attachment.
So I'm going to move the telescope. Are you guys ready?
My name is Adam. I run the stargazing programs atop Mount Lemmon. I always expressed an interest in the stars. I don't know what it was that sparked my interest. The little dots up there just always got me excited. But when I was growing up, and I did get a first telescope, and I was out on the driveway trying to find things in the sky, I was the only part of my family that expressed this, you know, crazy interest in it. It was just me and the stars and the telescope. So I think that built into me, one of the things that I always wanted to do is I looked through the telescope and I found things, and then I wanted to turn around and show someone else, hey, this is awesome. This is really great. Check it out.
I'd like to show you guys Jupiter. Come on up and check this out in the telescope. It is a very, very good view.
Block's group includes people of all ages, and as they step up to the eyepiece, they all have looks of pure wonder on their faces.
Whoa, it's really cool.
Oh, way cool.
It's a nice view.
It's almost as if they're letting themselves be kids again, forgetting about their world for a moment and dreaming instead of their universe.
That's amazing. Holy moly.
Astronomy has never been more popular, and as proof, most observatories' public viewing programs are booked months in advance. People want to see what the professional astronomers are seeing.
I'm Wes Lockwood, and I've been an employee of Lowell Observatory for almost 40 years. It's our research that really counts, and to the extent that we can explain that research to the public, it's great. It's part of our mission, and it's something we love to do, but it's really the research that brings us here and keeps us working.
So while a lot of important research goes on underneath most of those darkened domes, others are opening themselves up to the light so the public can share in the sense of discovery. And both the professionals and the amateurs seem to have similar reasons for casting their eyes skyward.
I am always looking up. I have never turned away, and it always fascinates me every time I do.
I just really love looking at the stars and the planets, and I wanted to be able to see it in a nice, clear, place high up where I could actually look through a real telescope.
I'm jealous of all these guys that get to come up here and work, you know, on these big scopes, on this big equipment. It's amazing.
Astronomy used to be exclusively a rich man's game. And that's absolutely true. You look at the names that people even talk about today from the turn of the century, they all came almost exclusively from wealthy families. And what has happened is it is really the development of a national effort such as we have here that has really democratized how we do astronomy.
I'm Mark Dugan. In part two of Collecting Light, we'll take a look at how Arizona became the epicenter for astronomy in the Northern Hemisphere. That's tomorrow morning. And there's more on our website. Go to azpm.org.
This is Collecting Light,
an exploration of Arizona astronomy
from Arizona Public Media.